Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Authorities are working to confirm reports of fatalities from severe storms raking through Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. There are unconfirmed reports of tornadoes there and near Little Rock, Arkansas. James Ashton of Milton, Kentucky, tells WCPO that he's cleaning up from damage to his home.
Wind was picking up, blowing. Kept trying to blow my door open, so I had to stand in front of my door so it wouldn't blow open.
A mobile home park in Fryeburg, Ohio, was flattened. Another storm continues to dump heavy snow on parts of Colorado. In New York, prosecutors are offering to delay the hush money case against Donald Trump for at least 30 days so that the defense has more time to review the evidence. As NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports, it would be the first criminal trial against a former president.
The selection of 18 jurors is currently scheduled to kick off Trump's first criminal trial in a Manhattan courtroom in less than 2 weeks. But on Thursday, District Attorney Alvin Bragg's legal team said in a court filing that they would not oppose a brief delay of up to 30 days to review 31,000 records recently provided by the U.S. Attorney's Office, with the explanation that more will come next week. They say that they are prepared to move forward with the trial on the 25th, but a delay could provide, quote, an abundance of caution and to ensure that Trump's legal team has sufficient time to review the new materials as well. Trump faces a 34-count felony indictment alleging that he falsified New York business records in order to conceal damaging information to influence the 2016 presidential election. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
Meanwhile, a federal judge in Fort Pierce, Florida, has rejected two of three motions to dismiss criminal charges over Trump's handling or mishandling of classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. Senior Biden administration officials met with Arab American and Muslim leaders in Chicago on Thursday as President Biden continues to face pressure over the war in Gaza. NPR's Asma Khalid has more.
The White House says this visit is part of an ongoing effort to hear directly from communities impacted by the conflict in the Middle East. But Illinois state lawmaker Abdel Nasser Rashid says the White House already knows what they think. He declined to take part in this meeting.
There have been many meetings with the White House. There's nothing new to be said. We're asking for a ceasefire and for the United States to stop providing military funding for Israel.
Chicago is hosting this summer's Democratic Convention, where Biden will officially be named the Democratic nominee. The Chicago area is home to the largest Palestinian population in the country, and the region was hit hard last fall when a 6-year-old Palestinian-American boy was killed in what is being investigated as a hate crime. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading following Thursday's losses on Wall Street. This is NPR. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is sparking controversy over his comments about Israel's prime minister. The highest-ranking Jewish politician in the U.S. says Benjamin Netanyahu has lost his way and has become an obstacle to peace. Schumer made the remarks in a lengthy speech on the Senate floor Thursday. A new survey from mortgage giant Fannie Mae finds most baby boomers who own homes plan to stay put as they get older. Details from NPR's Scott Horsley.
The survey shows 56% of homeowners age 60 and older don't ever want to sell their house. As a group, baby boomers are healthier, both physically and economically, than earlier generations. And Fannie Mae's chief economist Doug Duncan says most feel good about staying where they are.
They like their home. They know the services in their area, so they're comfortable and they feel well prepared for their late life circumstances.
44% of all homeowners are age 60 plus. If most of them decide not to move, that could worsen the shortage of homes on the market. Last year already saw the lowest level of housing turnover in nearly three decades. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The SpaceX rocket Starship did not have a successful third test flight, but it did fly farther than ever before. The rocket was lost nearly an hour after lifting off from Texas. NASA has given SpaceX billions of dollars to develop Starship rockets for trips to the moon. Founder Elon Musk believes the commercial rocket will someday carry humans to the lunar surface. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Acorn TV. Acorn TV is brilliant television told brilliantly. From charmingly cozy mysteries to daringly dark dramas, visit acorn.tv for a 30-day free trial with promo code NPR. Acorn TV. Brilliant.